Welcome to Have You Heard. Have You Heard is a weekly discussion with musicians and people that just love music, where we get to ask you, hey, have you heard? Each week, Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer will discuss their favorite music or the music other musicians and artists simply couldn't live without. Find and explore new favorite music you didn't know you loved with hosts Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer. Welcome to Have You Heard.
Good evening. I'm Richard Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And thank you so much for joining us for special night of Have You Heard. Matthew and I were chatting, talking about some interviews and people we need to talk to and shows that we need to do. And it occurred to us that just this week is the second year that Dr. David Baker left us. And we thought it'd be appropriate to maybe play some David Baker music because it's really great stuff.
Yeah. So obviously we both knew David Baker. I knew him very briefly just through our time working at the record label. But you were his right-hand man for quite a while in college.
Well, for a couple of years, yeah. I played in his band for 5 years and got to tour with him with the Smithsonian Jazz Masterworks Orchestra.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Well, why don't you give kind of a brief interview of who David Baker is for some of our listeners that might not be aware of the awesomeness of this gentleman. And he was a gentleman for sure.
He was. And he was a titan in the jazz education world. And I think when I talk to people about David and I say, you know, he basically invented jazz pedagogy, like a way to teach this music. And anywhere you go, every school, college or high school or even middle school, there's going to be some sort of jazz program. And it's not maybe directly related to him or to IU even, but it's probably no more than three connections away from IU. And it's because of the viability of jazz that he brought when he brought it to the masses through an educational way, that it just seemed like a no-brainer, I guess, for everybody to have their own jazz program in schools. And so David was instrumental in doing that and really just kind of was the one to write down everything, write down what scales you needed to learn, how to practice those scales, and how to play jazz, right? And by looking at the music and to be able to interpret what's on the page and sound like a jazz player. And he codified a lot of little digital patterns and little licks and scale patterns and stuff that we still use today. And he was able to create a way to teach from those little snippets of improvised solos. And so David Baker and Jerry Coker were instrumental in, you know, putting together a way to teach jazz. And it proliferated many books later and many years later. And the heritage that David Baker has from all the students that came through the IU School of Music through the 70s, 80s, 90s, and up until he died just 2 years ago, speaks for itself in a way. So I think, you know, I love talking about David Baker and I love paying tribute to him in any way I can. And I think tonight, and maybe we're going to be a little self-indulgent tonight, I think, and play some stuff that you probably have never heard that David composed. But I'd like to play something first that everybody, when you hear it, you're going to recognize it as David Baker. And it's his arrangement of the tune Bebop by Dizzy Gillespie. And it's performed by the Vaseli Wallop Jazz Orchestra on the album Basically Baker Volume 2. So when you think David Baker in big band or David Baker in compositions, this is what you think of, a bebop thing. So I'm just going to we're just going to play this. This is a great tune. Hold on to your hats because it's a doozy. We'll be right back.
bebop arranged by David Baker, performed by the Buscelli Walla Rep Jazz Orchestra on the great, basically, Baker Volume 2 album, double album, that came out a couple of years ago, a few years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last year? 2 years.
A couple of years ago, yeah.
So it was recorded
right after David passed away.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's right, yeah. You guys had a very successful crowdfunding campaign to complete that album, so.
That's right, yeah. It was one of those crowd, you always hear of success stories. You don't hear of the things that didn't work, because they didn't work and they didn't have enough money to go for it. But this was a success story. And man, so many people gave money through, like I was just saying, all the people that came through IU, everybody put in a little change and made it possible for the band to record this in a weekend. So that tune, Bebop, it's fast, it's high, everybody's screaming on it. And it's just such a fun tune to play. It's frightening. I'll be the first one to say it's scary to be in the band to play that. But it's a lot of fun to listen to. And then once you get comfortable, which you never get comfortable, but I've heard once you get comfortable playing David's really hard things, that is a lot of fun too. I'm not there yet. Yeah. But something that David, it's kind of like, oh, David Baker, yes, the educator, the ex-trombone player, the cello player, the IU guy. Like, you have to go through a whole bunch of different titles and placards on doors and desks before you get to the moniker I think he was probably the most proud of, is his classical compositions. That was something that he didn't talk much about, but when he did, he talked a lot about it, because he was constantly being commissioned to write music, and he was always writing pieces. I mean, he has probably 1,500, 1,800, 2,000 big band charts, and small group charts. I mean, just an entire room could fill up all the music that he's written for various jazz ensembles. But the things that he sweated over and that he was meticulous about, not that he wasn't meticulous about the jazz stuff, but I think it was very second nature, very natural. The way he wrote for a classical setting, he was very, very aware. And this is back, stuff we're going to play tonight is from the 70s. And was very aware that jazz was not taken quite as seriously as classical music, and he wanted to make sure that it was indeed going to be considered a viable art form, you know. And he knew that non-jazz players would be playing this, so he had to write it in a way so that the idiom, the jazz uniqueness would come out. So I would like to, Matthew, if you don't mind, play the final movement of a piece for soprano, a singer soprano, not soprano saxophone, and chamber ensemble. There's 6 movements, and each movement adds a different instrument. It starts off with a vocalist, a soprano, in this case, Edith Ann Diggory on soprano voice. And the next movement adds alto flute. The next one adds cello. The next movement adds viola. The 5th movement adds English horn, and the final movement adds percussion. So percussion, English horn, viola, cello, alto flute, and soprano singing. And I think this would be a cool introduction into David's classical side. And then we're going to play a big piece to end this this program. So this is Give and Take. This is the 6th movement, Canonization 2. This is the little chamber ensemble with Edith Ann Diggory singing and composed by David Baker.
invitation for the wed. Who has dwelt till now beneath the magic earth? Let us sketch designs within the blood of sacrifice. And shroud the wooden doors in sheets of brass, as the Lord set on his coin stone. So shall we set that stone within Jerusalem.
Canonization 2 from the piece Give and Take for Soprano and Chamber Ensemble by David Baker, our theme tonight on Have You Heard? I'm Richard Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And we are celebrating David Baker. It's been 2 years this week since he passed away. And I don't think there's a week that goes by that I don't think about something he said or did or in some way that he influenced me. And by week, I mean probably every other day, especially when I'm teaching or I'm talking about jazz. So he's a huge influence on me and of many people. Now we're going to end with a pretty big piece, Matthew. I hope you're up for it.
I'm ready for it. Anything dealing with classical music that I've never listened to, I'm all in.
Okay.
Jazz as well.
All right. I know. That's why we're such a good team here. Yeah. So this is a piece called Concerto for Two Pianos, Jazz Band, Strings, and Percussion.
You had me at concerto.
Yeah, I know I did. So let me just read, if you don't mind, just a little bit of the notes that David wrote for this piece.
Okay.
So this is the eighth piece in a rather unique series of concerti involving classical music and jazz band. Among its unique features are an unusual instrumentation, the fusion of jazz, rock, folk, and art music elements, the combination of improvisational and written elements, the unusual use of conventional and exotic instruments in movement 2, the unusual use of the harmonic structure of George Gershwin's I Got Rhythm, and the cyclical use of material, and finally, the totally authentic and convincing use of the jazz materials for both solo pianists. So here's David writing a classical piece of music, and everything that is written out, there's some improvisational things, but everything that is written out is, for him, coming from a totally authentic and convincing use of the jazz materials, which I think was very important for him to combine these two elements in a successful piece. And I think this was quite a successful piece. This is composed and conducted by David Baker. The two pianists are Charles Webb and Wallace Hornibrook. Charles Webb was the dean of the School of Music at IU for many, many years. And he and David Baker were close. And Dean Webb, excellent pianist and organist. And he was also a huge supporter of the jazz department and helped build that program into what it is today. So we're going to listen to three movements of it. And it's kind of a long one, but just sit back and relax. I think there's so many interesting things to listen to in this. There's so many things that you're used to hearing separately all together. So the three movements are, the movement one is Sonata Allegro, movement two is ABA form, and movement three is a loose Sonata Allegro. So there you go. Everybody's in their wheelhouse now. The band set up on stage, the two pianos are facing each other, there's a chamber orchestra, and David Baker walks out on stage and might be saying a few things about combining classical world and the jazz world, and really how there's more similarities than differences, and it's just natural that these two genres of music come together. So without further ado, here it is, Concerto for Two Pianos, Jazz Band, Strings, and Percussion. Thanks for tuning in to Have You Heard, and we'll catch you next week. Matthew, thanks for hanging out and listening to all this stuff.
Yeah, I love it. It's good stuff.
Thank you.
Have You Heard is recorded and produced by Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer in the studios of WICR. The theme music is by Brent Wallerab from the BWJO album, Mezzanine. Feel free to follow us on facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz and do join us next Wednesday for another exciting installment of Have You Heard?